We're going to invite forward Annie, Rosanna's daughter, to share some words and a tribute to her mother.
For my mom's last birthday, I had a card for her. And the card sat in my purse, blank. I didn't know what to say. I wanted to say just the right thing, and my words were jumbled. So there the card remained, unmarked. Until one moment, I just started writing what came from my head and my heart. And that's where I am. Again, Annie's tribute to her mom. How do my words do my mom justice? When I was in kindergarten, we had to stand right outside the outside door to the classroom until the teacher came to let us in. And that was unless we had someone to watch us on the playground. And that was my mom watching us on the playground day after day. Mrs. Leeson, would you watch us on the playground? And that same year, she stood with me outside Fred Meyer in the early morning hours, preparing for the mad dash to have a chance to go in and grab a Cabbage Patch Kid doll as soon as the doors opened. And she went with us to outdoor school, and she somehow managed to survived the trip while we were singing "Oh My Darling" at the top of our lungs and didn't break a sweat. And on that same trip, it was in a lodge, and she let us, you know, we saw this little door and there was an attic, and we asked her if we could go into that. And so we went up there and we were all jumping on the mattresses, and that was until another mom came and chastised us and told us to get down from there. And we were always getting her in trouble with the other moms. at one of my birthday sleepovers, we convinced her that she should let us watch Pretty Woman because it was the edited version and it was PG-13 and we were almost 13, so, you know, it seemed like it was okay. And I did feel a little guilty when we got back and she got a phone call from one of the other moms about letting us watch that. And it was kind of surreal for my mom to be the cool mom to my friends. And she just seemed to me, you know, old, like really old. And this past summer, she gave me her 40 and Fabulous button that someone had given her when she turned 40. Although I'm pretty sure that she was much older when she received it than I was when she passed it on to me. My mom was a very good coupon clipper and bargain hunter. We always shared all kinds of details. Deals, and more recently that, you know, they got a little, you know, more confusing. You practically need a degree from Safeway to figure out what price you paid for everything. But anyway, all these deals meant that she always had extra stuff that she didn't need, but it was practically free, so she had to buy it. And I had to be careful not to mention if I needed something, because I would wake up and there would be 20 of them sitting on my porch. And one of the things that happened this past year was, I think it was Kate, she needed brownies for her birthday, and she told me just right before that I needed to bring brownies for her class, and my secret recipe is Betty Crocker fudge brownies, and they happened to be on sale, so Safeway by me didn't have it, and Safeway downtown didn't have it, so I ended up driving across town to get this brownie mix and staying up to make it for Kate. But I made the mistake of telling my mom this story about not finding the brownie mix. Well, the next week I had 5 boxes of brownie mix. And the week after that, another 5 boxes. But to be fair, she didn't know what kind it was, so she had to get, you know, one of everything. And to be honest, it was actually pretty annoying. I'm like, oh my God, not more brownies. But it made me smile because I knew that if my mom was annoying me, then she must be feeling a little bit better. So that's my mom, a sweet, generous, caring spirit that was as cool as a mom could be. I love her very much, and that's what I told her in that birthday letter. I reassured her that she had given me so much and not to worry about us, as we had the strength that she had instilled in us throughout the years. After this, we're going to have a slideshow with some photos of my mom enjoying life. She loved to travel, and she loved her grandkids. The accompanying song is "I Can See Clearly Now." It was a popular song when I was in high school, and we were at a dance team competition, and the song was playing, and my mom started singing, you know, and I was kind of like, how do you know this song? Mom, you're old, as I mentioned. And I was like, what? And she told me that the song had come out when she was growing up. And given that we were at a dance competition, it was okay and for her to be rocking out to this song. And every time it comes on the radio, although it's less often now, I think back to that time and I remember it. And my dad and I listened to it again before this to decide if we were going to play it. And it has a new meaning now. Mom, I miss you so much, but I'm grateful the pain is gone and you can see clearly now.